At the Ian's Gone Postal script meeting, things have finally hit a brick wall.
Nah, we did that one already. We need an idea, need something fresh. Right, Ian, close your eyes, deep breath, and just spit out the first thing that comes to your mind. Go.
What about a hiking adventure with David Prutton?
Hiking's boring at the best of times, doing it with a goat's pushing it.
How's hiking boring?
It's just walking at an angle for fucking ages. What's exciting about that?
Mother Nature, streams, awkwardly nodding at people when they walk by.
Think. We need some sort of material that at least vaguely makes sense. Hang on, I've got it.
Hit me.
You remember the chip shop that blew up?
Wait, no, we can't.
Just hear me out.
There's a reason that storyline stayed in season one.
Mainly because I forgot about it.
You can't bring him back.
Have you got any better ideas?
Ian's Gone Postal Season 2. Seagull Pete Special. That can't be right. Is that right? Oh, for fuck's sake.
No! Leave me alone! He won't stop ringing! He won't!
Fuck knows why he bothers, Peter.
Not now, Ron Livingston Seagull. Can't you see we're in trouble?
We're in trouble? I'm a damn seagull. I can just fly out of here and leave you be.
You're not helping. Why?
Because you've blood on your hands, blood that no water can wash off, and he knows it.
You weren't there. You don't know.
I saw it with my own two eyes, the chippy.
Now's not the time for a flashback.
And yet you're about to get one.
No!
I was outside the window when I witnessed the phone call, not realizing then that our movements were jointly buried in the footsteps of fate herself.
Two across. Sham ineptitude hidden in mass of moobs and sociopathic tendencies. Five letters, ends in oris. Nope, nothing. Peter speaking, how may I help thee? Hello, I didn't expect... I can't, you can't make me do this. It was a mistake, you promised you'd never tell. But that chip shop is the beating heart of this community, the metaphorical field from which we reap our saturate rich harvest. I refuse. Oh, no, I understand. Just don't tell them. You're a monster. If I do this, then it's over. Yes. Yes. What have you done?
I saw you. I saw it all through the window. But I did not yet know what that mysterious caller wanted.
It's okay. He said the timer would go off during the night. No one will get hurt. It'll all be... No! No, he said no one would get hurt! No! What have you done?
Oof. Here, fuckhead. Gonna watch where you're going.
I'm sorry, I... Wait, who's there?
Me!
Me who? Where art thou? There's no one...
Down here!
But... What?
Yes?
You're a seagull! This cannot be!
It bloody well seems to be, Dr. Do-fucking-little.
Ah!
Having hung around a nearby nuclear submarine base a bit too long, it appears that coming into contact with a radioactive seagull gave you otherworldly powers.
Powers? You call this foul curse a power?
You're sort of like a shite Spider-Man. Anyway, we stood outside your window, my seagull flock and I, for 5 whole weeks, demanding answers from the man who blew up our one constant source of food.
Leave me be, beasts of Satan!
We can't steal fish suppers or chips and cheese off old ladies anymore. Why did you blow up the damn chip shop?
Because...
Yes?
No, you shall have no answers.
Then you shall have no peace. Bagpuss! Jonathan Livingston, Stephen, the window!
Ah, stop! No more!
Answers!
A stalemate ensued, but eventually you came to your senses and let us in. But terms were needed.
Is a contract really necessary?
We seagulls are very litigious.
Well, whatever. Let us just get this over with. The bathroom is still mine, yes?
Except for one day a month when we require a warm bath with bubbles. Agreed?
Agreed. And I can have the house to myself on the first Saturday of every month?
No, this clause is unacceptable.
But why?
We seagulls love Saturday's Match of the Day and Gary Lineker's witty one-liners. You can have Sunday with Mark Chapman.
But it's just not the same.
Those are our terms.
Fine. Take it. Take it all.
Sign the contract.
I agree to your terms.
Victory is ours! And victory was indeed ours. The town think you control us, but we control you. That is we, and that mysterious man on the phone who created this mess.
He won't go away.
You blew up the chippy because that man was going to tell everyone...
Don't say it!
...that it wasn't Two Eyes who stole your mother's Christmas money. It was you. You killed her with your faux Royal Mail-related thievery.
No!
He dangled you with the truth, and now he's back for more. Pick up the phone, Peter.
Hello? Nigel?
Ah, there you are, Pete. Me and you need a wee chat about a job.
But it's over.
It's over when I say it's over.
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Seagull Pete by Alistair Rennie. Ron Livingston Seagull by Carlos Wheeler. Nigel by Chris Martin. Voiceover person and credits by Charlie Ryle. The music for this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.